They're both tall, cool, cerebral presidents who are good writers and who affect to be above politics, but turn out to be mighty good at them.
And Jefferson was president during a time almost as tricky and hazardous as Obama is.
Absolutely. Jefferson ran tough campaigns. He was under attack all the time. He got an anonymous letter once saying, "I think you ought to get a damn kicking, you redheaded son of a bitch." So people who think that negative campaigning just started are wrong. What Jefferson managed to do was find a way to govern in an incredibly divided partisan time and push us forward. And I think there's a lot that Obama can learn from that.
That is a good point. And I wonder if there's any evidence that the president today pays much attention to what Thomas Jefferson's example.
Well, the president is very interested in history. There's a lot of evidence of that. And one of the things that happens when you are president is, you know, your circle of acquaintance tends to shrink, or at least the people you can trust and talk to. So most presidents find themselves in a kind of conversation with the past. Most people don't go as far as Richard Nixon did and actually talk to the portraits. So that's I'm not suggesting that the president is wandering around doing that. But it's really fascinating to read what subsequent presidents have to say about their predecessors. Jefferson has spoken to an immense number of our most important people, Jackson, Lincoln, FDR, JFK. JFK once said to a gathering of every living Nobel laureate that this was the largest gathering of talent in the White House, with the possible exception of when Thomas Jefferson dined alone.
What would, if he were here today, what would Thomas Jefferson do in President Obama's place?
Jefferson believed in seizing the opportunity. He understood that politics was quicksilver. Time moved fast. Political hours flew by. And so, for instance, I think this month he would be trying to get the best deal he could on the fiscal cliff business, because it's going to only get harder as everybody else approaches their elections, even though he doesn't have another one. Another big one, I think, is that, and this is something the president has not been very excited about, is you have to sit down with Congress. You have to break bread with them. You have to make them feel important and part of the process, even if they disagree with you. Because I think we all know in our own lives, it's harder to say no or to be hostile to someone you're actually looking at. You know, it's easy to write a mean blog post about somebody or a cross email, but it's harder to say that to a person. And that absolutely holds true in politics. Jefferson had dinner every night when Congress was in session with members of Congress.